Bros. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Feeling great.
Yes. It's a good day.
It certainly is. Like, I don't know. Came in here ready to roll.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're a team member light this morning. Jackson's away.
He's off today, yeah.
Which is, it's always sad.
Do you know what? The boss sent through an email last night.
Oh, did he? Right? Okay. I didn't look after hours.
Oh. You know, I pretend that I don't, but I really do.
Yeah.
Jackson will be away tomorrow. You guys need to do this, this, that, and that. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Add it to the list.
Like, spread it evenly amongst the team, or
usually.
Are we just going to pile it on Crevo?
Yeah, probably just that. Whatever. Whatever. Good morning, Jess. How
morning.
Are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Are you also sad of Jackson's awayness? Because you guys are, like, work married, aren't you?
That's right. I feel like I've lost my right arm or something.
He's going to come into the studio and do the worm today. Like, it's,
I know.
Maybe you should, Meg.
No,
good idea.
Not. Absolutely not.
We'll put that on Instagram or something.
No, that's not happening under any circumstances.
Okay. I'll tell you what. It is so wet outside this morning.
I woke up,
left the house. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Apparently up to 100 mil of rain in the next few days.
Oh, no.
Not good.
It's raining all day today.
How miserable.
Is it raining this weekend?
Yes.
Never stops.
Not as bad on Saturday and Sunday.
Thank God.
But, like, not much better.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of more breaks in between. But, hey.
It is what it is. That's weather.
Over the rain. We've been rained out.
I know.
I feel like this year, that's it.
Yeah.
We don't need any more rain.
Summer was kind of ruined.
It was.
Yeah.
Bloody rain. Anyway, hey, let's move on with Lads vs. Lasses up next.
Oh, yes.
This is amazing, right? The ultimate battle of the sexes. And no one's given away more fuel today than this $50 worth of fuel on the line this second, right? Not some draw or something. You can just win it right now. We need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09. I can't believe the scores are even.
I know. You've done well this week.
Lads,
you caught up.
Lads. Come on, guys.
You hate it so much.
Look, I'm happy.
You don't look happy.
It creates more competition, puts more of a fire in my belly. It's great.
Excellent. Let's do it next after Amy Winehouse, Rehab, and New FM 6 past 6. Amy Winehouse, Rehab, and New FM raining all day. 23 the top on the coast, 20 degrees right now. Crevo, I love it when Jackson's away. You're such an efficient producer.
What do you mean?
Like, working away on the phones there.
Well,
hey, what's your number?
I don't use that voice, but I do say those words.
We still need to laugh.
Lads. Versus Lasses.
Ooh, Meg's a woman scorn. Sorry, doll.
Yeah,
I pressed
sorry,
the button at
okay,
the same time.
It's okay. I was going to say we need a lad.
Yeah, we do. Come on, guys. It's 26 each. A $50 fuel card on the line right now. Wouldn't you like to win that on a rainy day?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
The only thing is...
Look, imagine this. Thursday is normally payday for a lot of people, yeah? Add the extra $50 worth of fuel into your pay. Sounds good.
Isn't Thursday like pension day?
It is.
The other thing is, I will say, is without the lad, like, the lasses are going to win instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Answer it.
All right, I'll do it.
Just do it. We'll chat to our lass first up. It is Belinda from the Dale. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Good morning,
how
Belinda.
Are you, Belinda?
I'm good.
What did you do last night?
Last night, I didn't do much last night. Watched a bit of TV and that. I've been up this morning early listening to some Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift on my phone. So, yeah.
What time did you get up and put that on?
On Google.
Yeah, what time?
Oh, about 4 o'clock.
Oh, Belinda.
Oh, that's too early, Belinda.
Yeah. Yeah.
All you have to do is listen to us.
Yeah, you'll get
them
plenty.
Both all day.
You'll get plenty.
You guaranteed it.
All right, let's get into your questions, Belinda.
Okay, no
question number one for you this morning. What does the company Snap-on make?
Oh, Snap-on.
Snap-on.
Trailers and things?
No.
No.
No. No. Tools and equipment.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have, but you didn't.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Question number two. Where does the camshaft sit on a car?
It's multiple choice, this.
Engine, exhaust, or roof?
What was that?
An engine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, well done.
Question number three. One on the board. What is the brand Crescent Lufkin famous for making?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Take a stab.
Tools again? No.
No, not really.
Tape measures and measuring equipment. One on the board, Belinda.
Yes.
Look, we still need a lad. If you want to take on Belinda, we're putting 10 seconds on the clock starting from now. All you need is to get two answers right. Yes. And let's go.
A default win would be lovely for the lasses.
Oh, don't
just
do
putting
that.
It out there.
Come on, guys. You know what the problem is? Because it's raining, all the good tradies have stayed home.
Yeah.
The roads are so clear
when it's raining.
You say that's the reason. Maybe they're just intimidated.
No, they're obviously not intimidated.
Intimidated.
New SM. You're live in the air. What's your name?
Ben.
Benny. Oh, how you doing, bro?
Good, mate. We need it for the lads.
No, yeah, you don't. On, no, man. You don't. All right, let's get straight into your questions then. Question one. Clip-in, tape-in, and sew-in are all types of what?
Clip-in, tape-in, beauty products?
A little bit more specific.
I don't know if I can say it on radio. Is it stuff that holds your boobs up?
No. No, it's not Hollywood tape. Hair extensions. Hair extensions. All right. What does the store Zammels sell? You might see it at Charlestown Square.
Zammels?
Zammels with a Z.
Ooh. Candles.
Nah. Jewelry. Jewelry. All right. You need this to stay in the game. Let's go. The clothing store, Lorna Jane, sells what type of clothes?
Lorna Jane, that's like gym wear.
That's the one.
Correct.
Well done. Correct. So, what does that mean?
Tiebreaker.
Yes.
Coin toss.
Let's go.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Who should we give this to?
Let's give it to Benny.
Yeah, all right.
The flip of the coin. Heads or tails, man?
Oh, go heads.
Heads.
It's heads.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Well, did it for the boys.
Lads win. Congratulations, Benny. Hold the line, man. There you go. $50 worth of free fuel coming your way. Coming up next on the show, very awkward moment between our future queen, Kate Middleton, and this influencer that's totally snubbed her. So it turns out this influencer in question really dislikes the Queen.
Oh.
And she was really rude to the Duchess. Funny interaction
awkward.
Up next here on the show at New FM. It's 15 minutes past 6. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
And Marie Niall Horan at 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Quick heads up if you're on the road. A truck has broken down at the Awabar Crematorium at the Wakefield turnoff. Currently there's some backed up traffic. Meg, you were just saying half your family's at Awabar Crematorium.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Fox.
You're just saying that now, not me.
Be careful on the roads. It's so slippery out there.
Lots of rain.
Oh, my
Slow
God.
Down.
I've got to talk about one of the most awkward moments to happen in the last 24 hours. Now, this has absolutely divided the internet. Now, Kate, of course, the Duchess of Cambridge, our future queen, has been embarrassed at an event with a Jamaican beauty queen turned politician.
What?
So,
they were there's a lot to think about there.
During a ceremonial welcome at Kingston's Norman Manley International Airport.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Kate was sitting there watching the opening. Next to her was seated was this woman. Her name is Lisa Henna. So she was a former Miss World contestant.
Oh, okay.
And she's obviously, you know, become a politician. The thing is with this whole story is Lisa is a big supporter of removing the Queen as the monarch, the head of state of Jamaica.
Yep.
Awkward.
I'm going to show you guys the video.
Sure.
poor old Kate sitting there. And as they do, royals always awkwardly chat. They are the, pardon the pun, kings and queens of the awkward chat. They're sitting at this event.
Already.
Now, Kate goes to talk to Lisa. Lisa then proceeds to turn her head away and Kate turns back.
Oh my God. Totally
snubbed. And people are saying, this is so rude. How dare she? All the monarchists out there.
Yeah, they crack the sads, of course, because, you know, someone disrespected what they think royalty. Is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. So the story behind this over in Jamaica, obviously, they have a very checkered history with the British, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this party that Lisa Hanna is a part of is very much for an apology from the monarchy for all of the past,
Transgressions,
yeah. Let's say. So I actually think that it's pretty good. It is a bit rude.
A little bit.
But, you know. It's 2022. Apparently, you can be rude to politicians now.
Yeah.
It seems like it. and it'll grab you a headline.
And heads of state.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that she should have spoken? Like, should your political beliefs take over, like, just manners?
Just being a genuinely nice person?
That's a great question, because on the one hand, by doing this, she has ignited this conversation. I would have never talked about the monarchy in connection to Jamaica in a normal day-to-day life.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about it, thinking about it, right? And I might even look up what those transgressions were, right, for my own information. But on the other hand, human to human, it's a bit rude.
Yeah, especially when you're in front of so many cameras. As well, wouldn't you think just, you know...
But that is the moment to create the conversation, right? That is her one moment. She'll never have another chance.
I've never heard of this person in my entire life, so there you go.
You have now.
Now I have.
Miss World Jamaica. I love... So many people just go into politics now, celebrities.
I know. Crazy. Miss World, hello.
She does look like a boss, though, Lisa Hanna. She looks like she is...
Oh, yeah, she can run. Oh,
there is attitude there, and I am looking
She can run a thing. I don't know what it is, but she can run it.
Like, is that like a very light khaki suit? Like,
it is, yeah.
Like, not many people could pull that off. She can.
She can.
Yeah.
She can. Fierce. A pair of big sunnies.
Yeah. Wendy Williams vibes.
No,
the attitude, the stance, and the sunglasses.
Way tougher looking than Wendy Williams.
You're going to eat Wendy Williams for breakfast. Hey, guys, checking in with the newsroom next. The new FM is 6:25.
New FM. The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
FM.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
We went to the pub last night for dinner again, actually, which was nice. Mm. The same pub two nights in a row.
I know, becoming regulars.
Two for one steak night.
Yes, it was good.
So, really interesting thing happened. So, like, obviously we'd gone the night before together.
Yeah.
You... Crevo, me, Meg, and your fiancé, Emmy. We had the burgers.
Right.
It was a lovely night. And your fiancé in particular kept saying, oh, come tomorrow night, the steak night. And we were like, oh, maybe.
Yeah. And then you were like, no, I'm not going because I'm not blowing out my diet two nights in a row. Won't be going.
So we decided, Meg and I, to go last night. And I said, oh, I'll send Crevo a message at, I think it was 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Mm. Active now on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he didn't reply for ages, and we said, look, we'll just go to dinner. So we ended up going to the pub, and Crevo replies finally at like 7:20.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone died. I would have come otherwise. I said, okay, no worries. And then about 15 minutes later...
We're about to leave.
Who walks through the door? Crevo and his fiancée, Emmy.
Yeah.
And she looked very shocked that we were there.
Yeah. So what?
You didn't tell her that we'd messaged you and invited you.
Now, what the bit of the story
it was
missing?
Very awkward.
My phone did die, and we were driving out to Raymond Terrace at the time.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then she'd actually.
Here comes the excuse.
The truth.
The truth.
Yeah, and I honestly had no, like, I didn't see the message until later.
Yeah.
Until it was, like, already 7-something, I was like, oh, they would have left by now.
Yeah. See, what I thought was Crevo's gone, oh, look, I'm not going to invite them now, but I still really want the steak.
No,
so
not
we'll
at
go
all.
A little bit later because they might not have left all. By now.
Not at all. And I, you know what? I wanted to, like, I wish we, you know, had gone at the same time.
Yeah. Would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
It looked like Crevo had just been caught cheating or something. The look of his face. Oh, you guys are
high. I thought you would have been long gone because you know I'm a late dinner guy usually.
Yeah, usually, but... To be fair, it was quite busy last night, so we ended up having to wait a little bit longer to get our meals. But the funny thing is, you got there so late, you missed out.
Didn't get the steaks.
No steaks.
Had to get full price meals. Wasn't the plan.
Oh, good pub.
Hey, it was good. I want to get your opinion on something. So, as you know, I've got my apartment or my flat, granny flat.
Yeah.
Moving in a couple of weeks. At the moment, I'm still living with my ex-fiancé, Josh.
Mm.
And it just makes it easier for us at the moment. Otherwise, I've got to move out and, like, go stay at my parents' house. It's, like, half an hour, 40 minutes away from work. Where I live now is, like, 10, 15.
Yeah.
Not to mention he doesn't have a car because we share a car. So if I'm home, he can use the car. It came up in conversation over the weekend.
Is that what you keep telling yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. It came up in conversation on the weekend, actually. You know, what's going on between you two? You're broken up. What's going on?
Sleeping in the same bed.
Technically, we are, just because it's just easier. Are you going to do the breakup deed? And I'm flat out no. I don't really believe in it.
Yeah, but you see.
What do you mean? It's not a mythical creature.
Yeah, but I think
it's not a unicorn, you know?
Once you've ended the relationship, I think you should just leave it at that. I know it's a very awkward situation with me staying there at the moment, but I don't really have another option.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have one more, you know, lap around the racetrack. I think it's great. I think, there's a real satisfaction and closure you get from, like, once you end a relationship and you do that. I feel like in my life, when I've done it, it's actually helped me move on.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, the last time is the best.
Really?
Because it's the last time you'll ever do this again.
Run around the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Crevo, you've
one more gallop.
Broken
come on,
up
Meg.
With people before.
Not no good. Don't do it.
Don't. Okay. So what in your why in your opinion is it not good to do?
Because it opens the door to potentially it being an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not moving on.
Do not allow the door to open even a crack.
All right. 13:10:09. Breakup sex. Yes or no.
Don't do it.
Very simple.
Very simple.
We've got tickets to Potted Potter to give away for the best caller this morning. 13:10:09. We'll do it after Hootie and the Blowfish. A new FM. 6:37. Good morning. Hey, it's raining right across the Hunter, Newcastle today. 23 degrees, the top on the coast and in the valley. It's 19 degrees in Maitland now. The Novos.
Yes, asking on 13:10:09, is breakup sex a good idea? I'm recently single, but my little granny flat isn't going to be ready for a couple of weeks, so I'm kind of bunking down with the ex at the moment. And the conversation came up over the weekend, are you going to do it? Are you going to have one final, you know, lap around the grounds? And I'm very much at, once it's done, it's done. But everyone else is like, no, you need closure. So I'm, like, confused on whether it's an appropriate thing to do, because I've never really done it before.
I think don't do it. Don't open the door.
Yeah.
Once you do, it's hard to close.
We did have a message come through on our Instagrams, the Novos _, from Lisa, who just literally says, it blurs the line on whether you're still together or not. Steer clear.
I don't think it does. I honestly do think it gives you closure, and it almost... It's, like I said, it's better.
Yeah.
It's better.
See, I feel like
it's a lovely way to end it.
See, I feel like I don't need closure. Like,
you know what was there?
You know what, though, which I find... No, I don't find it bizarre,
yeah.
But I guess, well, I do. You're sleeping in the same bed still. Like,
yeah.
You sleep on the couch.
I can't sleep on the couch, though. He doesn't go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, tell him to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Well, it's technically his house because I'm just bunking down
there. I just feel like if you're sleeping in the same bed...
Yeah.
You don't have to.
This is the thing, though. He comes to bed at like 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'm up at 4. There's really no room anyway.
Jenny Craig's on the phone. Jenny, hello.
Good morning and happy wet Thursday.
Oh my God. Good morning, Jenny. Now, break up sex with the ex. One final time, one more gallop around the track. What are your thoughts?
Oh, hell yeah, baby. Give it to him. Let him know what he's going to miss out on.
See, that just seems a bit cruel, Jenny.
Hey?
That just seems a bit cruel, giving it to him and taking it away.
No, it's a good breakup sex. Like, once you give it to him, or her, whatever you please, once you give it to him and you've done it, you've got closure and you're ready to move on to the next one. I mean, if you don't have a next one, you've got toys.
She's not a lesbian, though, no. Jenny. Like, although, does she come
no,
across?
No, I am not. I am not. But I have a good fight in bed. Give it to me, baby.
Jenny Craig. Always great and honest advice from her.
Well, it's two against one at this point. Because, well, Crevo, you're saying don't do it. One. Maddie and Jenny are like, go for it.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens.
I just really can't move past this horse sound effect. Go on, Meg. Come on. Nay.
Nay, indeed.
I don't know how that is in reference to me. A horse.
No, because, like, you don't get the gallop joke.
Yeah.
You know, riding the horse one more time around the racetrack. Like, there's you're a jockey.
There's a whole sort of, you know, side story images we're trying to create here, okay. If you will. Hey, what's the goss up next? No producer Jackson in today. That's why I'm running things. Now, we're going to first talk about Tones and I, who has revealed that one of her biggest songs, she can't stand.
Is it Dance
I'll
Monkey?
I'll take a guess what that is.
Well, I'll let you take a guess at that. And then a bulge off. Now, this is not something I thought I would be talking about on What's the Goss.
Here you are.
But here we are. Three...
thrilling news.
Three Spider-Men comparing their bulge. It's the real deal. We'll talk about it up next.
Okay. It's 6:45 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Oh, there he is. Harry Styles, Adore You at New FM. Just announced a brand new album, actually.
Oh, and he cancelled his tour here, though.
Harry's House. Sounds good. What's the goss now?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right,
just very quickly on Harry's House. Yes. Is that like a new kids show to ABC? Sounds like Elmo's World or like Bear in the Big Blue House. It sounds like a kids show.
Let me tell you, I don't think the contents or the happenings inside Harry's House is anything like
the
what
ABC.
You just
it's a bit more mature, maybe.
I had to put it
you
out
You know
there.
What? If he did have a kids show, a lot of mums would love watching that
I
show.
I think they would.
Absolutely love it.
Hello, kids.
Welcome to Harry's House.
Hello.
Let's...
You can only dream of having a voice as sexy as that.
Yeah, you can dream. Yeah. Everyone can dream.
Hey, he might think your voice is sexy.
Maybe.
Very much so. Hey, let's start with Tones and I, who's saying that, of course, it's Dance Monkey, wants to get rid of that song. Was over in LA working on, like, new projects and stuff. And every time she met with writers, producers, collaborators, it's all they would talk about, apparently. Yeah. They just kept bringing it up. She's so sick of performing it now, she says she might actually stop performing it all together.
Oh, she's not going to do that at all.
Do you reckon that's an empty threat?
That's an empty threat.
As somebody who goes to a lot of gigs, if she didn't play that at a gig, the fans would be upset, right?
Well, very similar situation with The Living End back in the day. They were actually going to stop performing Prisoner of Society.
Right.
Which is like their biggest song ever. And everyone's like, no.
No, you're not. It.
They cancelled that out. This was number one in Australia for like 27 weeks.
It's a long time.
Like the longest running number one in Australian history.
I love your music passion, by the way, Megan.
Yeah, it's second to none.
But I tell you what, I don't understand these big artists, right, that shun their biggest hits.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I know you're sick of singing it, but it's what made you rich and famous.
Exactly. You're buying $7 million houses in Mornington Peninsula.
That's what bought you the house.
It's like...
Just play the song.
Winning. It's like going and buying a lotto ticket and winning the lotto, right? $50 million.
Mm.
And then having the attitude of, oh, I would never, ever buy a lotto ticket. What a waste of time. Like, sing the freaking song.
That's what... Out of the $150 of the ticket people have paid, they paid $149 to hear Dance Monkey and $1 to hear all your other new songs that you haven't tried out yet.
You get artists like her, right, who are like, I'm not going to perform that again. And then you get certain artists who know that's why people
they relish it, right?
And they play it twice.
Yeah, that's smart. Exactly.
Very smart people.
Let's move on to the bulge comparison competition between Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire. They've all played Spider-Man in the past, right? They're teaming up for a new movie where they're all going to play Spider-Man at the same time.
Hey, so I just wanted to let you know about a movie called Spider-Man No Way Home where all three appeared together.
Is this the movie Spider-Man we're talking about?
For the least,
$1.9 billion at their box office.
Marvel DC person ever. In the world.
I even know that. That's not me. Anyway, apparently.
Get all your up-to-date gossip.
From me.
Mark Prevo.
I thought it was a new movie coming out. How wrong was I? Anyway, apparently when they first got in their Spidey suits, that's the first place they'd all look to see who had the biggest one.
When you see someone in a morph suit, that's the first thing you look at.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm 100%. The odd one out.
What are you looking at, the arms?
I don't know, just what he would in a morph suit. Is probably my main question.
It's like anyone who wears, like, I feel bad about generalising, any guys who wear anything skin tight, like the cyclist in the Lycra, that's what you look at first.
Interesting. Cyclists out there, and they're often up at this time of the morning. Yeah. Let's not beat around the bush.
Oh, the article that this is on cuts off at the waist. The picture of the three of them.
Well, that's on purpose. You have to pay for the full version for that.
Do you know what? Tom Holland, I think.
Out of the three?
Yeah, I think he's the best Spider-Man, the latest actor to play.
What about your... Which one would you pick?
The only one I've ever watched is one with Tobey Maguire in it.
Here you go, Meg. Here's a picture of all three in their Spider-Man suits. Aesthetically, who do you like more?
Out of the three.
Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield.
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a question.
That was very quick.
An older man, though, in Tobey
Maguire. Yeah, I'm not feeling Tobey Maguire.
He's... How old is he?
44, I think.
Quite old, really, to be what is essentially supposed to be a young man's role.
High school student. Peter Parker.
What are you doing at a high school? You're going to put you on some sort of list. You can't be doing that.
Thanks, Provo.
Hey, welcome. All the up-to-date goss, that's what I specialise in.
6:59 in
New FM.
105.3
in New FM.
This is the
Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Creamer.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Hey, Married at First Sight is in its final week, continues at 7:30 on Sunday on Channel 9. Now, guys, big week, of course, last night on the show. The guys and girls had separate catch-ups. So it's kind of like the dinner party, but, you know, the separate sexes are just there with their own people. All contestants who have left the experiment come back. And, of course, there was a lot of chatter amongst the boys about the whole situation between Dion, Daniel and Carolina.
Yes.
So basically, if you're not across this, what happened is Dion and Carolina were paired by the show.
Yep.
This other guy, Daniel, came in who wasn't into his missus.
No.
Right? So what's happened is he's then hooked up with Carolina and poor old Dion was left out in the cold.
High and dry.
Now, they all caught up last night and Dion actually spoke up for himself for once. And this is what he had to say to Daniel about him taking his wife, essentially.
Dion, is there anything you want to say to this guy? Because he's doing a lot of talking.
Well, you finished?
Got everything you've ever wanted to say?
I think so.
Right. I'm going to teach you a couple lessons in life.
Okay.
The way you handled yourself is truly disgusting, disrespectful to not only me, to every person sitting here, and to this experiment.
Oh.
You've been stewing on that for weeks.
He has. Coming up next on the show, the lady in the middle of all this, Carolina, we're going to chat to her next and see what the go is. Oof. Apparently, the rumor is her and Daniel are now together in a successful relationship. Yes. So I guess it brings into question whether or not Maths is, you know, pairing people properly.
Well, yeah. That's a good question.
This has happened a lot this season. It really has.
Yeah.
All right, we'll chat to her next. Right now, Dean Lewis, fresh from him. This is Looks Like Me at New FM. It's 7:09, raining all day. It's 19 in the valley right now. Good morning. Hey, fresh from Dean Lewis, Looks Like Me at New FM. Maddie, Megan, Crevo, raining all day. Possible thunderstorms later on. 23 the top on the coast. It's 20 degrees and Nobby's now.
I'm in no ring, but ain't gonna be no misses.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, Maths continues 7 o'clock Sunday on Channel 9. Now, of course, it is in its final week. It's going to wrap up. And, man, what a juicy season it has been this year.
It's been an explosive week this week alone.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
It's all happening.
Well, last night on the show, there were the girls and boys nights where they all caught up. Now, all the contestants who have left the experiment came back. And, of course, a lot of grievances were aired, including between Dion and Daniel. One of the big dramas of this season. The lady in between all of this is, of course, Carolina. She's on the show now. Carolina, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, going well. Okay, first up, Carolina. So, I wanted to chat about this. I was obviously watching the show earlier this week, and we saw Tamara and Brent have that pretty public sort of separation. How important is it, do you think, to have physical attraction in a relationship? Because I'm seeing, especially this season, a lot of relationships falling apart because essentially, I don't know, it just looks like certain people aren't attracted to each other.
They're matched on paper, maybe, yeah, but then not in, you know, real life.
Is that what's happened here between you and Dion?
No, definitely not. I don't think with between Dion and I was just the attraction side.
Yeah,
there was no spark, no physical attraction there. But if you have something else, you need to have something to be able to even have the motivation to, you know, try to work on and build something. So if it's not the attraction, maybe some common likes or maybe some emotional connection, something. And I, Dion and I couldn't find
just
anything,
wasn't there,
you know, that we both could connect over.
Yeah. Do you feel like it might have only been one-sided, that he might have been attracted to you versus you not being attracted to him?
Yeah, it could have been. But in saying that, I believe in, even on his side, it would be just a physical attraction because he didn't connect on anything else than that.
Do you blame the experts for getting that wrong?
Look, John, freaking John. I mean, I feel like when we apply for, you know, for Married at First Sight, maybe what we put on paper is not accurate. It's our perspective of ourselves.
Mm.
And maybe when we put down what we want in a man as well, or vice versa, maybe it's not really what we actually really want. you know? So maybe it's not really all up to the experts. Like, they have to go by what you say you want and by what you say you are. And maybe that's why all the mismatches are happening.
Is there an element, of course, watching last night's episode, because you weren't there with the boys, watching what went down, Daniel obviously very attacked, a lot of hostility there. Did you feel for him?
Oh, exactly. It was really hard to watch.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of grown men ganging up on one. So it was just Yeah.
Lots what do you feel like? What do you feel about Dion's comments towards him? He went pretty hard.
Yeah, well, Dion came prepared with his speech, as he does quite often. his speech was pretty funny, I must say. It didn't make me laugh. but yeah, I think it has to be a point that you have to let go the trying, you know, faster. I was trying and this and that, and just accept it and, you know...
Yeah. Hal, of course, the experiment's long finished in terms of filming. Now, I hear that you and Daniel have continued your relationship on the outside. Is that right?
That's correct. We continued together, but there's still a reunion coming up. I don't really want to spoil too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we left together, and we're definitely together up until... last night's episode.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's so good. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you went in there to find love, and the objective, that was the objective.
Achieved.
And you found it.
It was a detour, but you got there.
How are you dealing, Carolina, before we let you go, just with all of the online stuff? I know that there was a period there where you were getting trolled quite a bit. How have you dealt with all of that?
Look, it was hard at times. It was harder at the beginning, and it didn't just get used to it. And I feel like the viewers finally understood that I, at the end of the day, I didn't find any connection with Dion, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I try to stay away from the comments, but sometimes I can't help it. And yesterday, I actually had a lot of support. So
that's good. Good.
Yeah, it was a good feeling of like, people actually finally get what I'm was trying to say all along. But yeah, I do, looking back, I do wish I had a different approach towards Dion. But it is a pressure cooker, and it is a hard environment where you're made feel by, you know, yourself, by your partner, by all the other couples, the experts, that you have to keep on trying. And it's just like, when you know, especially as a woman.
Absolutely.
You only can try with, if you, you know, there's something there to try, and I just couldn't try it.
And that is real life, really, isn't it? You know, like...
You can meet people and you go, this is a nice person, but then it doesn't connect.
Some people are lucky in love, some people aren't. There's always going to be somebody that's feeling disappointed.
Yeah.
It's just life. Hey, Carolina, good luck with you and Daniel. I hope it all works out, and you've been great on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
See ya, hon.
See ya.
There you go. Hey, they're happy.
As long as they're happy, that's the main thing.
Because it's rare that any real relationships come out of Max.
Continue out.
If you get one, what a win.
Daniel's a definite wanker, though. He was the guy that was on the show and was giving us one-word answers a couple of weeks back. So.
No doubt.
Look, you know what? Good for her. She can find a personality in that.
Maybe she just didn't like us.
Yeah, maybe she likes that.
100K Wordplay is up next. If you want to play 131009, we need one contestant right now. Should know how this works by now. It's basically word association. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Center Katara for hooking us up. You could win $100,000 with one little word. If you want to play, we'll do it next.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Usher, a new FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Welcome to Thursday. Raining all day, possible thunderstorm later today. It's 19 degrees in the valley right now. 19 and Nelson Bay.
EMF Fitness Center, Qatar's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
New FM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
There is no other radio station in Newcastle giving you the chance at a life-changing $100,000, and we're making it so easy as well.
God.
Oh, my God. So basically, little game of word association. We're going to give you a word. You match it with a response from Maddie, myself, or Crevo, and you were in the draw to play for $100,000. Big thank you to EMF Fitness Center Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Center Katara Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Stacey from Gateshead, a full-time mum, has a 10-year-old, and is off to see some family this morning. You're up and at 'em early.
I am, yeah. I've just I just stopped at the shop and I thought I would just try to call to get through.
And hey, look what happened.
What happened? That quick stop at the shop could make you $100,000.
No, I'm in shock that I got through.
Well, congrats on that. First of all, you're already a winner by having, you know, you've won the 2-week pass, which is awesome. Such a great gym there. Let's get into this. Are you ready for your word?
I'm ready.
Okay, Stacey, your word for today is plastic. All right, okay. What do you think that Maddie, myself, or Krivo would have said with the word plastic?
Bottle?
All right, bottle. We're going to lock in bottle. Let's play. Looking for the word bottle from our words here. Let's go with Krivo.
Good luck, Stace.
First up this morning.
Paper.
No.
Okay, still two chances left. Don't be distraught.
Let's go me. Bag.
Plastic bag makes sense.
That does make sense.
All right. So it's all down to me. It's all down to me. Are you confident in me, Stacey?
I'm confident, yeah.
You confident? All right, let's check this. Bottle.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Amazing. What a great day.
You are in the draw to play for the $100,000. Congrats, Stacey.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. What are you going to spend the money on if you win?
Oh, my God, I don't know. I'd pay a bit of bills and probably go on a holiday.
Yes, holidays.
How would this change your life, Stacey? 100K.
Oh, it would change it so much. Like, it would make the biggest difference.
Oh, I'm so glad. Hey, good luck. And, of course, a massive thank you to EMF Fitness Centre, Katara. We're off there today, actually.
We are. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, oh, it's so
good. I've never been.
You'll be blown away, Meg. You'll be blown away.
When it comes to gyms, I like that sort of big, open, industrial look.
Yeah.
They got that in Spades.
Yeah, when I used to go to the gym. Of course, but they've got that. It's so good. And they've got the Platinum Center as well downstairs below Target. Guys are playing again after 11 o'clock this morning.
Got to keep that up.
Yeah, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next to New FM, 7:30. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Lenovo's.
Lenovo's good but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Krivo
to wake you up. New FM, Lenovo's across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Okay, story out yesterday about this person who is using their toilet. That's right, toilet room as a pantry.
Okay, the room.
Well, not the actual toilet, obviously.
Are they lifting the cistern up and then putting stuff in there?
No.
No, so the room.
But just their little room as a pantry, because obviously the house they've got, not that big.
Popping the condiments in there, tomato sauce, barbecue sauce,
peanut butter,
salt and pepper.
Mixed herbs, mustard, all of those things are just getting popped in the toilet. Now, this is, I would say, not ideal. Some people are calling this lady deranged because she is doing this.
I wouldn't be storing anything other than toilet paper and toilet cleaner in the toilet, like, that room.
Would you go as far as saying, this is to both of you, that she is maybe deranged?
I think she might be just a little bit deranged.
It's a little tiny bit.
The reason this came out is because this lady was on this show, which, like, basically talks about people who, they sort of swap houses and, you know, go look at someone else and the way they live.
Okay.
How disgusting.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
I think there's a few people in this office I would love to have a pantry in the toilet.
I was going
to
say, Krivo, do you keep your coffee satchels in the bathroom?
I never would. No, I did.
Is there any store? There's never any storage in a bathroom anyway. But like,
that's what's so bizarre. She's set up like a little, some little shelves,
like a caddy system or something.
It's not where you should keep your food.
No,
ever
under any circumstances. Deranged.
This is what I thought we could do. Obviously, no one is doing this because that is deranged. But 13:10:09, do you keep things in the wrong spot? Like something that, you know, just shouldn't be in that place. So, speaking of food, our pantry is too small. We keep some of the large dry goods, say paper towel, on shelves in a spare room.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, it is the wrong spot, and maybe I should just have a better organized pantry.
Well, to be fair, I can understand people keeping stuff that needs to stay cool in, like, the laundry, maybe.
13, but not the bathroom. You've got a story like this.
I remember, but just in terms of bathrooms, going to my friend's place, this is a few years ago, and he was out of toilet paper, just talking weird things stored in weird places.
Yes.
I opened up, like, the cupboard under the basin.
Wait, that's the normal spot, yeah.
The normal spot where you'd keep it. The old Gatorade saxophone was in there.
Oh, was it now?
What's that? Wow, he's multi-talented.
Multitasking, I thought you were going to say.
You know what? That's purely for hiding reasons.
Do you reckon?
I don't think he was using the Gatorade saxophone in the bath. Hopefully not.
Or was he?
In the shower.
I mean, there's no good real reason to have it there, is there?
No.
13 to 09. What do you keep in the wrong spot?
I was going to say, it is a wet area. If it spills, knocks over, leaves.
I guess so. Easy to wipe up.
Easy to wipe up. Pour it down the sink.
What have you got under the sink there? That's not a roll of toilet paper, is it?
That's a weird place to keep your Gatorade bottles.
We do have tickets up for grabs to Potted Potter as well for the best caller on air today.
Yes, which is a great price.
Yes.
Is there a garden hose in your cupboard?
Was there a very small, a very short garden hose?
All right, we'll take your calls after Gail. Forget you right now on New FM. A, B, C, D, E, F, U at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 7:45, 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you for your calls. What do you keep in the wrong spot?
Yeah, cheeky UK TV show shows people like sort of swapping houses. Oh, how do you live your life? That sort of stuff. People were shocked though after this one woman has a pantry set up inside her toilet. That's not where you keep food, lady.
Real talk, what kind of things are in said pantry?
Oh, all the condiments and stuff, you know, your mixed herbs, Keen's curry powder, all of that sort of stuff that you'd have in a pantry. And then she's got it right there in the toilet on a little caddy thing. What are you doing, lady?
You know, sometimes when you open up a pantry, it has that distinct pantry smell. Like
spices
in sauces. Imagine going into your bathroom though and just smelling that on a regular basis. That just makes me.
Has it already? Yeah, there's no need.
No.
The old cans of lentils in the back of the pantry that you're never going to use.
They're rusting away. This wasn't some like tiny, you know, no bedroom house either. Yeah. It was a 3-bedroom house, a normal house.
Oh, okay.
She had 25 kids in there or something?
No, she did not. There was no good reason except for the reason that she wanted to do it.
My first ever house that I lived in, we're very, very, very small. The fridge didn't fit in the kitchen. So we had to have the fridge in the lounge room. So if anyone was cooking, they would have to constantly go from the kitchen to the lounge room to the kitchen to the lounge room.
Convenient if you're watching TV and want a drink.
That was actually quite convenient, yeah.
That's the win.
Well, some Brits are just really weird.
Yeah.
And have tiny houses, to be
fair. They're very small over there.
Oh,
you're a chippy oik and I've had a belly full of you. That's what you are.
I can imagine Lady C having a weird thing in her toilet. Just saying.
No, she would never. No. Let's go to the phones. Matt, hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you keep in the wrong spot, Matt?
Well, just quickly, also with the saxophone, no smoke alarms in there, there's an exhaust fan. I've got a dryer sitting in my bathtub.
A what, sorry?
I've got my dryer sitting in the bathtub.
Oh, so you're not a bath taker is what I'm getting from this.
No, I do love baths, but I had to make sacrifices, you know what I mean? I got a top load washing machine, and then I got the...
You didn't think that through, did you, when you got that?
Space saver, Matt. Love it.
Well, look, it was off marketplace and it was all cheap as hell. So I was like, look, why not just compromise, keep it cheap, and it'll all still work.
And the best thing is, on a day like today where it's very rainy, you've got the dryer there now. No complaints.
Exactly.
There you go. You're an ideas man.
Yeah, exhaust fan.
Matt's got really warm undies this morning, of course, with that dryer in the bath. Hey, I've got to tell you, Matt, so is it just sitting inside the bath, like just in, like...
Or have you put a piece of plywood down or something?
No, so I had some spare carpet that I put in there,
yeah.
And then I just sat it in the bathtub, stops any vibration, dampening of the sound, and... structural, you know, no damage to the bath either.
Hey, Crevo is onto something here, Matt. What you need to do is get like a little bit of plywood, put it at the end of the bath with the carpet down, sit it on top, and then you can still have a bath, put your legs underneath it.
Look like a little tunnel.
Yeah. And you can have it face the other way, have a little bit left over, and there's a little table you can put your, you know...
Your drink on.
Your beverage on.
You got your saxophone on. In case you want to blow out a tune.
Oh, see you, Maddie.
What an absolute legend.
Yep. That's not the response I expected, but it's the response that I wanted.
And needed. My God.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No.
Some play jazz music.
In the bath.
Make sure there's an exhaust fan is what Matt's saying.
Oh, yeah.
On that.
See,
nice
I thought he would have been more of like a thinker to have put the dryer on the plywood.
I just needed to get it off Marketplace and get it into the house.
He's a thinker enough to get it in there.
Yeah.
And put the carpet
That's
down.
That's where the thinking stopped.
7:49 at New FM. We are playing Birthday Lotto up next. Hey, get this. It is worth today half a K. $500. All you need is a birthday to play. What month are we looking for, please?
December, please.
Okay. If you were born in December, please call now 1310-09.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Daryl Braithwaite, Love Songs. A New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. 3 minutes to eight. Raining all day, thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's 21 degrees around the lake now.
Wow. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Hey, December babies, guess what? It's your turn to play for the money. $500 up for grabs today. All you need is a birthday.
Finally, $500.
This is so good.
I like this.
$500 is good money. Good money.
Stuff.
Half a grand.
Yeah,
who gets around saying half a grand? Oh, I know I said it before.
Yeah. But it's a we do on this show. All right, we're going to Taylor from Raymond Terrace. Wanted to do skydiving or bungee jumping, but has too much anxiety to do that, but would spend the money on Easter and her daughter's birthday. Good morning, Taylor.
Morning.
How much would you spend on Easter eggs out of curiosity? Because I am seeing them now, and I've already bought some, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I don't know. I always get overboard.
With that, do you go the cheaper Easter eggs, or do you have to go like Cadbury or Lindt or...
No, you
got to
go Cadbury.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Taylor, now, funny you say that you want to go bungee jumping or skydiving. Where are you right now?
At work.
Okay, we're sending someone over now. We're going to send you skydiving right now.
Yeah, no.
Hey, let's
hard pass from Taylor.
For you. We don't actually have skydiving to give away.
Yeah.
Taylor's like, I'm not giving you my address.
Just give me $500. Sit on the couch and eat chocolate, much safer. All right, were you born on December 5th?
No, on the 8th.
Oh, it's so really close. Three off. Jeez.
Sorry,
Taylor. You could have had the skydiving.
Yeah, I know. True.
You could have not had it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's back before 9 o'clock. Birthday Lotto worth $500 today. Celeb or Pleb is coming up in the next 15 minutes. I love this game.
Yeah.
So, producer Jackson has given us a number. We're going to call that number. On the other end is either a celebrity or a pleb, regular person. It's our job to ask them some questions and figure out whether they're one of them.
Yeah,
the
try and unpick their answers. Yes.
We'll do it very soon at New FM after the news, 7:59.
The Novos now.
Newcastle. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
Hands down, my favourite game that we play on this show, Celeb or Pleb. Normally Jackson is in the other studio teeing this up.
Mm.
What he's done this week, he's given us a random phone number and we have to contact them ourselves. But we have to work out whether they are a celebrity, whether like A grade, D grade, whatever, or just a regular old person to play. We're going to ask them a couple of questions, suss the answers, suss the voice, and then we take guesses around the team.
Try so
at the moment, Maddie and I are sitting on 6, Creeper, you're sitting on 4.
Very I've close. I've got work to do.
A bit of work to do. Very close. We're going to meet the anonymous celeb or pleb next.
Excellent. I am absolutely loving this. Brand new Bastille. It's called Back to the Future. Bit different for them.
A little bit.
Vibey, though.
Yeah.
20 degrees on the coast right now. Raining all day. 23 the top in the city. Good morning. Like we don't live. Hey, raining all day, possible thunderstorms later today. Bastille, Back to the Future, fresh from them at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Prevo. It's 10 past 8, celeb or pleb now.
A little game around the team where we have to try and suss out who on the phone is a celeb or a pleb. We asked them a couple of questions, fairly easy questions, non-invasive questions, just about their lives. Recap of the scores, Maddie and I are on 6. Prevo, you're on 4. A little bit of work to do.
Yeah, got to catch up.
Today, I
want to
kick your ass.
So,
I want to beat you.
Some people that we've had thus far, Ranger Stacey.
Yep.
Yep.
Kate DeRouge.
Et cetera.
Some chick from The Bachelor.
Dr. last week.
Oh, Katrina Warren. Dr.
Katrina from Harry's Practice. That was a trip.
We've got somebody on the phone right now.
Yeah.
I had to call them just now off the air.
So you've already had very a sneaky, lovely. Sneaky guest.
Just from the chat off air, very well spoken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think celebrity, but let's meet this person. Good morning.
Maintain your judgment.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Look, listening to this beautiful rain, which I think is hitting everywhere across Australia, is really good.
It's actually, like, nice rain, I feel. It's not not too heavy.
Not intense flooding, which is always good.
This is what we're going to do, Anonymous. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then we're going to guess if you're a celebrity or a regular person. Meg, would you like to kick
it? Yes, all right. Okay, first question. How many credit cards do you have?
Okay, so I actually have no credit card.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, next question. Do you prefer hotels or Airbnb?
Give me a hotel any day.
Yeah, nobody's dropping off some food to the Airbnb or you don't get the nice
no
slippers.
Room service.
All right, another question. Have you ever been to an awards ceremony?
I am heading to one as well this weekend.
Oh. Interesting. Okay, Meg, next question.
All right, what brand of shampoo do you use?
I'm a bit of a low-key girl, and we'll just go for the good old Tresemme.
Tresemme.
Do you know what I love about Tresemme? It looks fancy. No, but it looks fancy, but it's quite cheap.
Yeah.
It's quite
good.
That's it. And good.
It just depends on the hairdresser, I presume.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Next one. Have you ever had your car valeted?
Maybe a couple of times. Not too many, but a couple.
Well, see, I hear this, right, and I think, oh, well, that could be at a fancy event or when you
at
leave
Westfield
your
at Christmas and everyone's in a rush.
The shopping center. All right. Last question. Have you ever worked in hospitality?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to kick it off here. I'm going to stick with my original answer. I think this is a celebrity on the phone, Meg.
I've got a feeling that there's a bit of trickery. I'm going to say pleb.
Okay, Kriva.
I'm going to say celebrity because the Tresemme thing, I don't know why, but it just makes me feel like...
Endorsement-like?
Or possibly. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I just thought maybe it's trying to throw us off.
All right.
Okay. Well, do you know what? I'm pretty sure the SAG Awards are on this weekend.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Weren't they? I thought they were already on.
Could have been. who are you? Are you a celeb or a pleb?
I'm an all-time listener.
Oh.
I can see every day, girl.
What's your name?
I'm Shana.
Hi, Shana.
Hi, Shana. One for Meg.
All right,
well
so
done.
You're going to an awards ceremony. What's going on here?
Yeah, so well, this weekend it's actually a big fundraiser. So for our charity that I work for.
Oh, there you go.
Give it a plug.
Yeah, so it's the Mirabelle Foundation. So it's a children's charity.
Oh, great.
Beautiful. Yeah.
If you've got a couple of extra dollars, send them their way this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining in.
Oh, look at that.
Have you called the show before, Shana?
I sure have. It was only last week, actually.
That was your first time?
No.
I recognise your voice, yeah.
Familiar voice.
Yeah, you've definitely been involved. Hey, thank you so much.
I love
that. Tricked us.
Look at that.
She sounded like a full-on celeb.
Yeah, there's something about the... very well-spoken. Yeah. Very well-spoken.
Well, look at that. Look who's ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's about time, Meg.
Winning at someone. What's the goss up next? And we've got to talk about Lil Nas X because he's emerged from hiding.
Oh, he's come out of the cave.
He's alive. A lot of people were really worried because there was that whole situation with him, you know, having COVID and then went silent.
Yeah.
And everyone's gone, what's going on there? I've got all the info for you up next.
Excellent. 8:16 at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Selena Gomez, Marshmallow, Wolves, the New FM. It's 8:23 with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Raining all day, possible thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's 21 on the coast now.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's already dead! Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Now, let's hope, Crevo, that you've got some current stories.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm aiming for.
Newly crowned gossip queen.
Earlier on in the show, you...
Fatal flaw, fatal mistake.
Yeah, there's a new Spider-Man
coming out a year ago.
All three Spider-Men in it.
Yeah, we've seen that. Yeah. It was very good. we've got to talk about Lil Nas X because, of course, he's been hiding or disappeared. No one knew where he was. Some people even thought he'd passed away because he had COVID and then it went complete blackout. No one knew where he was, what he was up to. But it turns out he's absolutely fine.
He's alive and well?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He just took a social media break, they're saying. But he managed to stay hidden very well because no paps caught him nothing the whole time.
So the thing is, with Ed Sheeran, for example, when he took a break a couple of years ago, he put a statement out saying, I'm taking a break from music, social media, blah, 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 blah. He just went off the radar completely.
Yeah, he hid himself away in some secret bunker somewhere. Which is pretty amazing.
What I'm discovering
to get away with
about Lil Nas X, right, is he is fast becoming the king of the publicity stunt. This guy knows how to get a headline.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He really does. And who would have thought back when he released Old Town Road that he'd be generating so much chatter all this time later?
Well,
I love it.
And it's funny you say that because essentially one of the main reasons he came out is because for the iHeart Music Awards is to receive an award, right? Of course, now this builds into the publicity stunt that you're talking about because he has something to talk about in all the interviews. Where have you been the last few months? Instead of just, you know, being in the public eye.
How was COVID? Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. He's now got a full reason to be on talk shows, etc. And one of the interesting things he's said is that the reason he's been able to build all this success is because what he calls his delusional self-belief. Right?
Okay.
So he said he basically dropped out of school and he just believed in himself, in his own words, to a level which he called delusional. And he credits that with his success. He said when you're a big dreamer, when you've got something you need to dream about, it's okay to be a bit delusional. Which is a very interesting way to put it.
But he's got the talent to back it up.
That's true.
As well. It's one thing to be delusional.
I think that is a great message. I really do. Like, if you've got a dream, go and follow it.
Yeah.
Have a stab at it.
Yeah.
You don't succeed at anything without giving it a go.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's just, what he has done over the past very short career, really, is amazing. He said, in fact, and this is quite interesting as well, to think that I could make a song about a man lusting after another man in a world where it's still illegal, it's still not legal in many places, is quite incredible. It's delusional to think that a song could be the number one song in the world, which is true. And amazing, right?
10 years ago, it wouldn't have been the case.
No.
A man of colour as well.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So many things going against him. And he's built such an incredible success out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, and like you said, the king of the publicity stunt as well to throw in there.
He's such an idol for, young gay men out there that are questioning their sexuality. I think it's great.
Yeah.
He's a great role model.
Congratulations to him on, yeah, pulling out another, all the stops with this one.
Very good. Hey, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next at New FM. And before 9 o'clock today, guys, Birthday Lotto is back worth $500. We'll do it soon.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Hey, now, obviously, you love our show, and that's why you're listening to us at the moment. Yeah. But let's give you some reasons to continue listening. First one is 100K wordplay, your chance at $100,000 coming up. Plus, ad-free music, 105 commercial-free, is kicking off after 9 o'clock with Katy Perry.
Oh, great.
Alesso, when I'm gone. Makes so good.
This what more do you want in life?
Hit. I love this. Mm. Plus this, of course. We
oh, yeah.
Every time
all
we play...
All the delinquents.
Every time we play Wheatus, we get so many messages.
Really?
Oh, my God. You guys are so great for playing Wheatus.
I miss
their
this
only
song.
Only song that was relatively popular.
Hey, it's true. Kicking off after 9 o'clock with Tyler.
Yesterday, I started watching The Chase again to try and get my skills up and running. Only one person got through to the final round yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I found a bit interesting. But all week, because I'm going on The Chase this Saturday... They're filming it. You guys have been testing me, trying to get my average score up. Not going too well. So I think it was Tuesday, I got $10,000. Yesterday, it was a measly
$6,000. Oh, not good.
So you're going to do another round of the money, is money something?
Money, cash builder.
Cash builder. That's it.
You've got to know your stuff.
I know.
Get up to scratch with the lingo, babe. What are you going to go on there and call Larry Emder Eddie Maguire?
Eri Emder. Hello, Eri. Who are you? What?
Hey, we'll do another round next. Gin Blossoms follow you down right now on UFM. Welcome to Thursday. Gin Blossoms follow you down on UFM. Welcome to Thursday. It is wet all day. Possible thunderstorms later on this afternoon. 23 the top on the coast. It's 21 at Nobby's right now. Meg, of course. This Saturday, you are going to Sydney to film The Chase.
Yes.
You and Larry together. We're just actually talking behind the scenes. Meg said she should hook up with Larry so she gets some advancement on the show. I don't think that's how
he's
that's
a happily
works,
married
babe.
Man, I think.
Oh, he's very, yeah.
Happily married.
Yeah.
Do you find Larry attractive?
I did back in the day.
What's changed?
I don't know. Well, he's gotten a bit older.
He's still buff.
He hasn't kept up with the Botox.
Larry is still buff.
Yeah.
Do you think?
He's good.
Is
take
that
him over here?
Are you going, Larry? Is that what you're saying here?
Well, I'm not going. To
no,
the Chase.
You
are.
No,
you
but
can always come sit
in a hypothetical world, right, where you were going on The Chase, and then afterwards you met him for a chat.
Come for a drink.
Come for a drink, Maddie. Would you be keen?
I think he'd be an interesting guy to chat to. Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about you, Meg. Of course, we've been training you all week with mock The Chase segments.
Yeah.
We need to get you up to scratch so you win lots of money and you can take us all out to dinner.
Yeah.
Now, on Tuesday, you scored $10,000, 5 correct answers. Mm. Yesterday, you only got 3 right, 6K. Mm. We've got a minute on the clock today. Answer as many questions correctly as possible. We need to get you up at least over 12 grand, I feel, for you to have a successful day at The Chase.
All right.
Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
Creva, you've got the timer there.
Opening the stopwatch now. Okay, we're good.
Much pretend money Meg will make, of course, on the show.
$2,000
for every correct answer.
I need to beat 6. Yesterday was atrocious.
Are we ready?
Good. Yeah, we're ready. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it, Meg. Let's play The Chase. Question number 1 for you is, what awards has an EGOT winner won?
Pass.
An Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and a Tony. The biggest selling music single of all time is?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Candle in the Wind. Question number 3. What sport is dubbed the king of sports?
Soccer.
Correct.
$2,000.
Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country?
America.
Correct.
$4,000.
What country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games?
Pass.
Greece. The name of which African animal means river horse?
Jesus. Zebra.
Hippopotamus. Next question. Who invented the word vomit?
Pass.
William Shakespeare. What is the rarest M&M colour?
Brown.
Correct.
$6,000.
Which country invented ice cream?
UK.
Incorrect. China. Next question. Who was the 27th Prime Minister of Australia?
Time.
Oh, my God.
On the buzzer, we'd let you have it.
No, nothing.
Nah. $6,000 again. Your average has been dragged.
That was horrible.
Your average has actually been dragged down now.
I did good yesterday when I was watching it. I got 12 grand.
Jeez.
You were rattling my confidence here.
Do you know
guys.
What I'm most disappointed about, Meg?
The candle in the wind.
You get around saying, I love music, I'm an encyclopedia. Fairly simple question, I thought.
Yeah.
Really?
Your average is now $7,300, which is brilliant.
Really down.
Hey, you've got one more chance tomorrow.
One more chance. I will redeem myself tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow will build you up. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll read a quiz encyclopedia or something on the way down.
Good idea.
Zebra, water animal. Seriously?
Hippopotamus.
I said zebra.
I know.
Well, I can see how you would make that connection. Because it kind of looks like a horse, but it's not.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, birthday lotto next.
Yeah, that it is. Your chance at $500.
Yeah, so what month are we looking for, Grebo?
All right, I've just spun the wheel, and it has come up as June.
Awesome. If you're born in June, you want to play 13, 10, and 9, we're doing it next.
Hey, it's 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Meg, and Grebo. 9:04. Birthday lotto now. Let's get you some cash money.
Wow. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash.
I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
Meg, is your finger okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's a little cramped there.
Playing some solitaire. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you sure it's okay?
Yeah, playing some solitaire. I won a couple of games. It's great.
Better stretch it out.
Yeah. $500 up a crowd.
It's a lot of flicking on that game. What's going on?
Well, the cards don't move themselves, Matty.
Right.
My God. Yeah, right. $500 up for grabs with birthday lotto if you are born in June. Let's give away some money.
Yeah,
money. All right, let's meet our contestant. It's Olivia from Cardiff. She's going to a boyfriend's birthday party this weekend.
Yeah. Her friend's boyfriend's party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plans to get on the Woodstock Longnecks. It's going to be a real party. This is what was described will be happening. Dancing, singing, and carrying on. They said if it rains, they're going to find a shed to put the barbecue under. Never let rain stop a party. That's my advice. Hey, Olivia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Really good.
Woodstock Longnecks. That's a vibe.
Yeah. Yes. Now, if you get $500, do you know how many cases that buys?
Well,
enough or
not
no?
Not long ago, I bought 3 for like $25. So,
oh, geez, that's a lot.
Creepo, do the quick math.
Yeah, later.
Do you know what?
50.
Nothing wrong with a Woody.
No, nothing wrong at all. 6 for 50 times 10, you get 60 long necks.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. That'd be a party.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's spin these balls and get $500.
Let's do it.
That'd be awesome. All
right, good luck.
Crossed.
Good luck, Olivia.
Imagine you supplying all that for the party.
Too generous.
Yeah.
Were you born on the 23rd of June?
No. Well, I was born 21st.
Oh, we've had very close calls today.
No, jeez.
Oh, sorry, thanks Olivia. For playing.
Hey, enjoy the party.
Yeah, sounds like a cracker.
Does indeed. Wow. Yeah, out of Cardiff, you know what happens.
They go hard
on the weekend.
Barbecue under the shed with a Woodstock long neck.
What more do you want in life?
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, we are done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Another chance to play 100K wordplay after 11 o'clock and 105 minutes commercial freeze coming up next with Tyler. And we have some Kylie Rae on the way.
I hated this when it came out.
Me too, but
and
now
it's
I
so
drop
good.
It.
10 years ago.
That's how long it took.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Joel
but
Corey.
This, on the other hand, when it came out.
Mabel.
Boom.
I wish.
Yeah.
It's all on the way next at 105.3 New FM. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget the podcast is live soon.